So last week we saw in the Mishnah, Abba Prokim Oilam Nidoin, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say Nidoin. Choyer would say, like Pesach ala Tua, Shavuos al Peres Oilam, say Rosh Hashanah ala Chaim, Adam Nidoin by Rosh Hashanah. Elamai, the Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah, Kobay Oilam, Oivrim Nafana Kivne Moran. He said, Lechor the Pshat is, the Mishnah Megale to us, Berem is, what the whole point of the din of Rosh Hashanah is. The Hebrew needs to make a din on Rosh Hashanah. Mele, Kiviyachal needs to make a din on Pesach ala Tvuah, the new year for Tvuah, the new Zman for Peres HaIlon, the Zman for Geshem, Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah decides how much there should be. Aba Adam, Adam lechayr is nidoin kol yoim, kol shah, hashgocha kiseida. Why does Rosh Hashanah have to make bechal yoim adin? We saw the Rayim Himne in the Zoya Kodesh said the reason is the Rabbi Shalom made a matzav kadesh sheyiru milafanu elokim also sheyiru milafanu. He made a matzav of yiru. We are misbinding. What's the idea of yiru? Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu make yiru? What's he want yiru? He made this whole matzav of Rosh Hashanah, kedei for Yira, what's the mile of Yira? Well, the mile of Yira, we saw, the whole tachlis is to kam lefonov, shim Yiru milefonov. An avoid of Yira is an avoid which comes bi bachutz. An avoid of Ava comes bi menu. Starts with us. When avoid of yiro, when a person has yiro from something, that's something which is real. That's something which is no shaila. Elochanami, avoidus Hashem is made up of avo and yiro. Can't have only yiro. If a person, if the avoid is kulei mushteis al yiro, so the Yerushalmi says avoidu mi avo, avoidu mi yiro. Why do you have to be oived me avo? She'ena oyev soine. Because if the avoid would be kula yiro, 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 gevalt, 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 there would be moira asina. How much can a person take such a tenseness? So there's mitzad she'ena the avoid of avo. But if the avoid is only avo, since whenever I have the avo, so the Yerushalmi is avudu be yiro. Sheila Yori Boyet. When it's real, when it's coming me bachutz, I wake up in the morning and I don't have such avo, I don't have such cheshik. So I'll go back to sleep, I'll go do something else. No, because the yiro, there's tzivuyim, there's ratzin, there's hashkoche, it's chav oynish, v'muchrach in the avoido. So the two work together. But there has to be yiro, because if there isn't yiro, then who's its emes bichlal? That we saw the tachlis of the toichicho, why the toichicho is so marich with the onshim, the Torah's matkisha, the arurim, which were also said as brachas, but it didn't start with the brach. The Torah spells them out as arurim. The Mensch will say, like Rashi brings in Shlach Lecho, in Parsha Vayomer. What's the whole pshat? You want to give brocha? Rashi, you want to give brocha? It's gewaldi. You want to give schar? No, I'll be mevata on the schar. I'll be mevata on the schar, and I'll do what I like. So the Torah repeats, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Dr. Rashi, Bal Kochechem Ani Malkechem. It's not totally on you. Bakochechem ani malkechem. If it would be completely totally on us, how real would it be? It's Svarim state, Yira is Osios Re'iya. The Avodah of Yira brings us to a Re'iya, brings to a real Hakara of Hashem Yisborach. So Elokim also Sheyiru Milafonov. The Eibishter did things in the Bria, made things in the Hanhoge, in the Bria, with which you come to Yira. So Gewaltige Chesed could be Etzim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is so moved out of Mufrash, so far from our Hasogas. My title, was it Shaykh to have Yira from Hashem? Was it Shaykh to be Masik Hashem, to any Hasog of Hashem Yisbarach? He's up there, he's rochik. As it shayach. No. Elokim also sheyiru milafonov. Eibishter made a bria that we can come to yiru. Which when Esri we start, hokei lagodl, spidus hachesed, hagibor, spidus hadin, gvuro, skoivish the chesed, vanoiro. What's Noira? What does Noira mean? The Maral explains. It doesn't say Yorui. It doesn't say Meyare. It doesn't say that Hashem scares you. Noira means that Hashem is able to be feared. He's Nisgale in an oifen that we can come to Yira, but we still have to come to the Yira. He's not Machriachas. But if we're looking for it, if we want it, we can find it. That's a meridik chiddush. That we can find Hashem, to have a relationship with Hashem, that we can have Yira, that we can feel His presence, have a hakara, which is mechayev us, to have that Yira. That Be'etzim is a big chiddush, if you understand. Can you be masig Hashem Yisbarach? The pasuk says, Kadosh v'noira shemoi. On the one hand, the Rebbe is Kadosh. Kadosh. Mufrash, Mufdal. Lemala me'asogah seinu. Hey, Mishnu. Have any hasogah of Hashem Yisborach? Yeah. Well, he came also, sheyiro milafonov. Noira shemoi. The Rebbe made giluyim so that we can come to Yira. Without Yira, we'd be lost. We'd have no shaykhs to him. Even if we'd come a godel and have Ava, Ava wouldn't be necessarily real. Well, Akim also sheyiru milafonov, the gewaltig chesed, that's noira. That it's shaykh for us to come to that. That keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel his presence. The Mishnah says, well, that's what the Rav Mehim is saying. What did he do? He made the din on Rosh Hashanah. One of the ways that it helps us to come to Yira is the din on Rosh Hashanah. Now we understand that it's not the din to shame the din. It's the din to shame the Yira. So the Mishnah says, what's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is be'etzim din, evadi, it's din. But that's the whole point? No. Whole point is, we're called boy oilam, boyim lefonov. The whole point of Rosh Hashanah is to be bo lefonov. The Medrash Darshan is the pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to us, kivo, kivo, lishboit es ha'oretz, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is coming. The Rebbeinu Shlomo comes to us. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is nisgale to us. He tells us it's a yom adin, it's a yom hazikaron. Kedei, we should come to that year. Kedei, we should have that hakara from Hashem. Kol boi oilam oivrim lefonov. That's the whole yisod of Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole yisod of the onshirim the Torah. So Rashi says, what was the pshat in the Yonshim? Atem nitzavim lefanav, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Says Rashi, the onshim are kedei lahatziv eschem lefanav, to be lefanav, to have a kesher, to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch, to have shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch. But why on Rosh Hashanah? Gvaltig Yinyan. But why Rosh Hashanah? Of all the days of the year, why did Rabbi Yishalom pick Aleph Tishri to do this whole Yinyan of Din? Kedei, the Kolboi Oynam, Yavru Lefonov. Why Davka on Aleph Tishri? Of all the days of the year. If the whole Ikir is the Bala Lovei Lefonov, so it could be any day of the year. Why Davka Aleph Tishri? Why Davka Rosh Hashanah? And if we're being Medayik in the Mishnah, why does it say Kol Boy Oilam Oivrim Lefonov? Why does it say Kol Abrius Oivrim Lefonov? Kol Bnei Adam Oivrim Lefonov? What's the pshat Kol Boy Oilam Oivrim Lefonov Kim Leimorim? We've spoken about this Yesod, which I'm going to speak out now. Come upon me. Of Yisbonanti, Lechoyra Lefi, this Yesod, I'm going to explain, comes out Anaya Deher, Anaya Mahalach in Rosh Hashanah, Anaya Mahalach in the Tfilis, Gewaltige Mahalach in the Tfilis, Paseach, throws new light on the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. So even if you've heard it a few times, this mahalach, be patient. The advarim ha-yoytzim that you haven't heard. Maybe you came to it yourself. It was only this Chaddish to me the last few days. The Das Tvulis asks a very Yesodistic question. In the beginning, the Oistes Zayin, Lo Merotza Boirei Baruch Hu Livroi Livroi. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to create Livroi for? And the answer is a Yisod which people know, but they don't know always where's the Mari Mokim for this Yisod. Here are the answers. Mashenucha lahasig binyan zeh. First of all, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Bruim? We know. How do we know? We know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Be'etzem, mitahatzmo, yikiviyochol. We have no asog of that. But what he was megale to us, and what we can be masig, it's all what's in our terms, and Kodesh Baruch Hu's nisgalit as in our terms. Mitzido Yismar Shemai. We have no asogia what he wanted, or what he be'etzim wanted, and why he should have wanted to create. Aber ma'a shenuch ala hasik. Binyan zehu, ki alkel Yismar Shemai, hu tachlis atoiv vadai. Revishte is tachlis atoiv. Vomnom michoik atoiv hu lehetiv. And from the yesoidus of a toiv is always mative. V'zeh hu masherotzu hu yismar shemoi livro nivroim kidei sheyuchal lehetiv lohem. The Eibishter wanted to create nivroim kidei to be mative. Kivei mekabel atoiv ein atova. If there's no nivro, so it's Michoy Katoiv Lehetiv, or we can't be mative. To who can he be mative? The Eibishter wants to be mative, because he's Kulei Toiv, Midas Chazdo Yisbar Shemoy. So Shnei, Gator Ayin, in Oilom Chesed Yibane, the world was built on the Midr of Chesed. The Eibishter's Midas HaChesed wants to give, so he created Nivroim, Kedei Lehetiv. Omnom Zokta. It should be an at maximum hatova. Yada bechokhmose yadiskovo, sheroishu amekablim oisa biagia kapo. the Eibishter knew that it has to be that the Mekablim have to deserve it mitzad atzmo. They have to make it happen. And not that it's a free gift. Ki oz yu heim ba'le ha-toivahu. Because if they work for it, and they earn the hatova, then the toiva, this toiva will be a din in the mekabel. And v'li yishoy lohem boishes poni mekablo ma'toiv. K'misha mekabel stoka me'achem. When you have a matzav, that you have an oni, and he has nothing, and he starving, and he comes to a gvir, and the gvir is a big nadiv, and the nadiv hears his story, and he gives him money, and he saves his life, the oni is completely tolly on the oshir. The oni has no self-kiyum, it's not mitzad atzmoy. He's about to die. If it's only the oni has nothing, so the oni is misbayeshed. I know it's not just the busha, the old shaila. So don't create such a matzav a busha. Then you don't have to create the whole. The other has to earn his. So it's a mitzias. If the mekabli atoiva are nothing other than just a satellite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just a kli kibble, then what are they? Nothing. You haven't done anything for them. What are they? But if you make it possible that they should earn the toivo, that they should be zoiche mitzad atzmom, they should become the baalei ha-toivo. The toivo should be a din in them. Then it's a whole different matzav. If we would take if the oni, the marshal, the oni would know how to do a garden. He's a gardener. He has no job. But he knows all the chochmah of gardening. And he comes to the gvir's house and he sees the gvir has a potentially very beautiful garden. It's all overgrown. It's full of weeds. So I even know what it looks like. He knocks on the door and he tells the gvir, listen, I see you have a potentially beautiful garden. It's all overgrown. You employ me as your gardener, I will make your garden beautiful. Now, the gvir is happy to do such a thing. The gardener needs money. He's starving. He doesn't have any money. But now, when the gvir gives him money, the gardener's not nothing. The gardener is be'etzim equal to the oshir. Kamuvon, in the way most of the places that we grew up in, you can't understand that they're equal. All right. At the end of the day, the gvir's a gvir. The gvir has money. And who wants to be a gardener? You're going to tell your parents you want to be a gardener. You want to be a gvir. Ah, it's choshe. But it's not true, Aliba de Emes. Aliba de Emes, so the gvir has money, but has a big chisaron. He's got a garden, which is all overgrown. The oni has a kirch of gardening. He has a chisaron. He doesn't have money. So they swap. He gets the money and he gives him the koach of gardening. So the gardener, look at is a self-contained breed. He stands on his own two feet. I'm a gardener. And I've got something self-worth. Ashein Kain, the oni who's a complete schnorrer. He doesn't have any self-worth. What is he? Just a satellite, just a kli kibble. The Eibishter created a matzav. He wants to be mative, but he wants to be mative atova shleima. The atova shleima is that the Adam can come to get that hatova, the Adam can come to have a zchus mitzad atzmoi in the toiv. Not that it's a free gift. And what is this hatova? So, Yodua, the Siras Yeshorim, he says it like this, Perik Aleph, for Keshetistakel Oid Badova Tire. Ki Ashleimus O'amiti Hurak Hadwekus Boyis Barach. Absolute Shleimus is only Dwekus with Hashem. Why? Because the only thing that is absolute Shleimus, absolute Shalem, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's toiv in the world? Well, there's lots of things that are toiv in the world. Ask all sorts of people, what's toiv? They'll tell you. Some people will say, food is toiv. Some people will say, ice cream is toiv. Some people will say, ice cream is not toiv, not good for you. All depends how much of a fresher you are. Americana always say, you know, the food is good, and they don't mean it's healthy. What do they mean? It's tasty. No. In England, they say it's nice. And what's good food? Good food is healthy. No, healthy? Gewaldig. The English have found a mile finally. No, the Rambam says, if all you do is eat for health, then huva behema shovim etzli. The behema also eats only for health. The behema only eats good food, guaranteed. You'll never see a cow licking an ice cream. What's good? The movie was good. The music was good. The game was good. The vacation was good. So what's good? Dr. David HaMelech, there's only one thing that's good. Vani kivas Elokim li toiv. What's good is shleimus. And none of these things have shleimus. Puk vakev. The kulei chisaron and kulei gonish and kulei lehepech agomor. All these things, fressing, neshev fressing. And all the other things I mentioned. They're bad. It's in ra. What's ra? Ra is ra'ua, menutak from Hashem. The movie brings you to Kirvas Hashem. Ach, what does the movie do? Take you far away from Hashem. Especially a good movie. A good movie, you're more in concentrating the whole movie, you got even further away from Hashem. A good phone. Rachman al-Itzlan, why is it good? Because it can get you to all sorts of terrible places. It's kulei bad. It's kulei ra. What way is it good? Mentioned to somebody this afternoon. It's interesting. All these people walk around with smartphones. You cannot never see a person using it as a phone. When do you ever see a person with this... The old-fashioned derech of actually holding the thing. So you'll tell me, you know, maybe he's got a Bluetooth and he's got a little thing in his ear. And, you know, you see people walking on the street talking to themselves. You think, Mama, that velt's gone with sugar. Then you realize, he's got his little makshir. He's talking to somebody, goodness knows where. Oh, that's the ikar use of the phone. Halavai. Beshema Toima, Dovid HaMelech. He also thought of movies were good. Kibbutz Elokim is also good. Dovid HaMelech, he learned in yeshiva. Had his smartphone in the room. Nobody knew. And he's busy saying, Kibbutz Elokim li toiv. Something else is toiv as well. Played ball, went out to eat, had a good time. He was a good yeshiva bacher. Played music. He wrote music. A big success. I don't know if anybody will be playing the lyrics of the people from today in 3,000 years' time. Of David HaMelech's lyrics. But still is. Still with us. Wow. How much did he earn on all that Sefer Tehillim? Every time you say a capital Tehillim, we have to pay him some money. Don't worry. The Eivishter gives him the money in a much more starker oifen than any human being can give to back to David HaMelech. Aval kolponim sokta misiles yesharim. No, David HaMelech said, there's only one thing that I ask for. Kirvas Elokim li toiv. Ve'oime achas shoalti meis Hashem. Oiso avakish. Shivti beveis Hashem kolimei chayai. Lachzois benoyam Hashem, to perceive, to mimasig the geshmak of Hashem, the noyam Hashem. This we sing twice a day in Elul. Is that how we can say it? Is it honest? We say, Achash Ralti Beis Hashem Oysav Akish. Is it honest? The man should say before he goes to work and then he's got all his honest resignations from work. Achash Ralti Beis Hashem Oysav Akish. Tell you how we can say it. In the beginning, it says, Ledovid. Hashem Oiri. Ah, David HaMelech said it. That's okay. Ledovid. Hashem Oiri. David HaMelech. Aval Kol Pan, let's learn from David HaMelech. Ki rak zehu hatoiv. V'chol zula ze sheyachshivu b'nei Adam letoiv. Eina ela hevel v'shov nise. It's garnished. It's nothing. It's a blufferai. It's shov nise. It's matter you. Omnom. Lesheyizke Adam latoiv azois. Like he said in Tasfunus. Roi sheyamol rishoyna v'yishtada b'yegielik noisa. Vahainu. How you koine this toiva? What do we have to do to be koine the toiva? Hainu. How is zoiche to this tive of kirvas Hashem? How do we get kirvas Hashem? How are we going to be koine? What currency do you have to pay? How you make? What kinyan do you use? A kinyan meshicha? Kinyan samtu? What thing? Kinyan chalipim? What kinyan? Kinyan Chazake? The answer is Mashiach. It's a Kinyan Mashiach. Sheyishtal li dovek bo yisborach, to bring our Kodesh Baruch to us. Mikorach maizim she toladatom ze ha'inyan. Veheim heim ha'mitzvahs. He doesn't say just the derech liknoiso is mitzvahs. It's much more than mitzvahs. Is when we're mekayim the mitzvah sheyishtadeli dovek by. Oh, that's the kinyan of dvekus Hashem. We try to be dovek, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be nisdavek. And to the degree that He allows it in this world, that it's shaykh in this world, that's one degree. Over the next world, there is kuloi lisaneg al Hashem lehonis visiv shchinosoi. That's the whole Tachlis Bria song. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted with the Bria. Aziz of the Ramchal. Oh, if we look in the Ramban, there's a Ramban, Sof Parshas Boy, the famous Ramban. Here he seems to be Cholik on the Ramchal. Zog the Ramban. Kavonas kol ha-mitzvahs, shenam in belekenu, v'noita elav shubra onu. The kavon of all the mitzvahs is that we should be moided Hashem, that He created us. V'hi kavonas ha-yitzira. And that's the kavon of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the whole yitzira. She'ein lonu tam acher b'yitzira rishoyna. You hear? There's no other reason. We don't have another reason. Ein lonu. What the Rebbeinu Shalom, Mashenu Chalahasi, Ein Lonu, Tam Acha B'Yitzir Rishoyno, Ve'en Keil Elyon Chefetz B'Tachtoinim, is no other reason, Milvad, She'yeda Ha'odom, Ve'yoyde Lelikov She'bro'oi. Zog the Ramban, the old Tachlis of the Bria, is that we should know that we are Nivroim, and we should be Moidel Hashem, that we are Nivroim. He created the world. The whole Tachlis was, so the Nivroim should know the Nivroim. Now before we get to explain this, because it sounds like a circular thing, we create the world so we know the Nivroim, what's the point? Abel Echor is Chorik on the Ramchal. Ramban says, Lo Nivro Ha'odom Elo Lisanig El Hashem. This Tavik Vashem. And here he's saying, no. So that we should know that we're Nivroim. And if we're already discussing the Tachlisin of the Briyat, Chazal say something else, a third Pshah, a third Biyot. The end of Avos. Kol ma she bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam, lichvoid ay bara. Everything was created lichvoid Hashem. Not lisanik l'Hashem, and not kedei she yeda she bra'ay. Lichvoid ay. And that also needs a bill. The Ben Shalom needs a carbon. Created the world all lichvoid ay. What for? So we've spoken about this many times. The mice, it's all one yesod. There's no machlokes. Looking at the sugya from different vantage points, they're all different sides of the same coin. Here you have a three-sided coin. Emes, if you go in the sugya even more, you have a five-sided coin. But we'll leave on the other days. Avada, the Eibishter, like the Ramchal says, created the Bria because he wants to be mated. And the way, and he wants to be mative, that we should get to the matzav of being Baalei HaToiva HaZois. We have to be Zoicha, we have to earn it. And the way to earn it is like the Ramchal says, to be Nizdabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To try Shishtadli Dovik by as much as we can in this world, in our life, to try to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To try to be nistabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect. Dveikus means to connect. Dovik, to connect. To try to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as we can. That's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Kiviyochu mashenucha lahasik. The Ramban is saying mitzideinu. If we understand that we are nivraim, Bria is Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin means if we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, we are Nivra'im, that means we understand that we are Kol Kulay Tali on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a Nivra is. If it would be a Yetzira, then it could be different, that's Yesh Me'yesh. There will be Yesh Me'yesh, so there's some essence which we have somehow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfered. When we have some type of level of Metzias. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and fashioned Yetzirah's Tzura, fashioned us, and he gave us Ramach Ivorim. Before, and we were a lump of Basar, and now he made us Ramach Ivorim L'moshel. That's not what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, the Rebbeinu Shem, we have to be Moide Shebra'anu. Yesh Me'ayin. We completely tolle on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we come to understand that we're Dovik Bashem. We connect with Hashem. Our whole Metzius. What do we say in Moedim? Noide lecha unesabe tzirosecha al chayeinu amesurim biyadecha. Our chayim is tolle biyadecha. We're completely tolle on you. Who we have a neshama? V'anishmaseinu abikudu islach. We're all completely tolly on you, Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Ramban. We're moide shebriyasecha anachnu. And Chazal in others are telling us about the Bria that he created. He created a world, an olam. An olam's miloshen he'olam. These are the kadmoinim. He created an olam, which on the one hand is meloi chol ha'aretz kevodoi, but on the other hand, it's not so apparent. Yes, kol man shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamai, in this olam, this he'olam, in this world which we look around, do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you look properly and you'll find it's meloi chol ha'aretz kevodoi. Kol man shebara is lichvodoi. Haray, the Rebbeinu Shalom created us for a tachlis. To come to that dveikus. But on the other hand, we have to earn that dveikus. If we'd come into a world which would be klaw, no shaila, meloi chol ha'aretz kevodoi, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over the place, you have no shilas, no sofek, no possibility, no yetzaharas, no kfira, no everything else. That's it. You're in the world, klal, dovek vashem. So you didn't learn anything. So you're like a malach. Malach's in Shemayim, everything's clear, no Yetzaharas. But we saw that Rav Michal says, no, the Rebbe Hashem wants us to earn it. This week we have to get there. So he created an Olam, a Helam. But in that Helam is Lichvoidoi. You can find Hashem Yisbarach in the world. That's the world he created to achieve the purpose for what he wants. There's no machlokes here. The Eibishter wants to be mative. The Tovah Shleima is to make us Bashem. The Nivra should earn it. So he creates, say, let's say, Mitzad the Nivra. He should come to understand he's a Nivra and he's Tali on the Rebbeinu Shleilam HaKol Yesh Me'ayim. And the Eibishter creates so an Olam where the Nivra can come and miss the point, but on the other hand, find the point, and be Zoyche himself, that he made that Dveikus, he earned that Kirva Lashem, he's the Baal HaToiva HaHu, he's the Korev Lashem Yisparach, the Dovik Bashem, he worked hard in this Olam, he pierced the Helam, and he came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he gets to Olam Ha'emes, where there's no Helam, he'll be mamish Dovek Bashem Yisbarach, basking in the Toiv Amiti, the Shleimus Amiti of HaKadosh Baruch. That's why he created the world. Rosh Hashanah is when he created this Nivra, when this Bria, the Adam. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. The world was created Chofei Elul, Chazal tell us. Rosh Hashanah was the Yom HaShishi of the Bria, Bria Sa'adam. That's when he created the whole Tachlis. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this Hatava. Me'asa. On Rosh Hashanah, what's the Eibishter that want? Shekol by Olam, Yavo Lefanav. The Rosh Hashanah, Kol by Olam, I'm the fun of Kivnei Moroi. Because that's what the whole point, that's what he wanted in Rosh Hashanah, that's his Ratzon. If we understand that, with these Yesoidas, which bets in one Yesoid, a different side of the Yesoidas, goes through the whole Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah. It's Mekubel, as the Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah, we don't daven for ourselves. But what's the Kvod Shamayim? What are we daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have his Ratzon, the Ratzon Lehetiv, the Ratzon that the whole point, what he wanted from the Bria is that the Adam can be miskarev, can be misdabik to him. And that's the whole point of Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbeinu Shalom makes this Yom Adin, Kadesh Yira Milafanov. Yira is that Dveikus. Yira is that Re'ia, that reality to come, to be Balafanov. Ator Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh. Lamala Lamala. Kadoshim. Rabban Hashem, that's what you wanted. You wanted that the Kedoshim should be miscarried. Uvechein tein pachtecho Hashem elokeinu al kol masecho. Elokim also to Yiru minifonav. Rabban Hashem, give us that pachat. Give us that Yiru. Veimoscho al kol masheboroso. What's the maisim? What's the brim? What's pachtecha? What's emoscha? Rashi says in the Shira, pachad is ala kroivim. Pachad is trembling, is ala kroivim. Ema is awe, is ala rechoikim. When the enemy is close and the bombs are falling, that's pachad. When there's a threat, that the enemy is wherever it is, and he might be coming.
That's Amon. That's an awe. We're scared. Oh, we're not trembling yet. When the bombs are falling, it's trembling. Maise is metukon. Bayas is metaken. Rashi says in Bereishis. Asiya is tikun. Maasech is klal Yisrael. The krovim. I'll call Masecha on every last yid should have pachad. And even the goyim is mashe barosa. Even the goyim should have emor. We daven a lot for the goyim here. Why are we davening for the goyim? Kvod Shomayim. It's not Kvod Shomayim. It's Kvod Shomayim, but it's deeper than Kvod Shomayim. Why are we davening for the goyim? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from the goyim? He created the goyim. What's he want from the goyim? You know what he wanted from the goyim? They should have Olam Haba. Chasidei Umas Olam Hazoichet Olam Haba. David didn't create the goy that he should be a manuvel, and the only tachlis of the goy is just like the behemoth. Ramban says in the drasha, Torah Hashem Tamima, that when the goyim, all their tachlis is to be meshamish klal Yisrael, they have no asoga themselves, they're not interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're like the behemoth. In Ben Shalom created cows. Gevaldik, so we can have milk, we can have cheese. He created chickens, so we can have chicken, we can have eggs. And he created koyim, so we can have machines. And they're a bit more advanced than the behemoth. It's the same tachlis. We need clothing. We need buildings. We need all sorts of things in this world. We need all the goyim to do it. Then they're just the same as the behemoth. Is that all he wanted from the goyim? No. The Hebrews created the goyim. He gave them sheva mitzvahs. Mr. Goy, keep my sheva mitzvahs. And you'll have Olam Haba. Chasidei Umas Olam, have Olam Haba. What the Eibishter want? The Eibishter's Kulei Toiv. He created the guy to have Olam Haba. The idiots. Stop keeping Sheva Mitzvahs. They have to keep Sheva Mitzvahs because it's in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam says. Not because it's in their books or their ideology or something, but because it's the Eibishter. Because to have Olam Haba means some level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you keep Sheva Mitzvahs because Buddha said it, you're not connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or if you think that the guy with the diapers, he's had a zog and doing it because of him. So you're not connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, poof, I can't. You can connect with him where he is. The Gemara says where he is. You don't want to go there. Gemara in Gittin. And even if you say the nutcase, Muhammad, had his dreams and his ideas, and that's why you're keeping it. But it's not because it's in the Torah Sashem. It's a bunch of nourish guides. You have to keep it because you connect with Hashem. Sheva mitzvahs because the Rebbe Hashem was mitzvah, the Bnei Noach. Then you connect with Hashem. That's what he wanted. So on the day when he created the Adam, we say, Rebbe Hashem, Teinei Moschal Kol Mashe Barasa. That's what you wanted. We want what you want. We're not asking for ourselves, we're asking for you, Bnei Noach. V'yeucha kol ha'maisim. Yira. Klariso. V'yishtachavu lefonecho kol ha'bruim. But at least the goyim v'yishtachavu. V'yosu kulo maguda achas la'asus retzoyincha b'leiv of shalem. The whole world should unite in avodas Hashem. How do we ask such a thing? K'mo shi'adanu Hashem elokeinu she'asholtam lefonecho. We know you can do this. You have the power. Ois biyodcha, ugvura biminecha. The teva ha'olam is ois, That's biyodcha. But you have the koyach to do things lemalo min ha-teva. You tie now piteva, how the going gonna come to this hakara. Gvura biminecha. Bimegale your shame. Bishimcha noira. Bimegale your shame, Hashem. Take away this chilul Hashem in the Bria. That's what you wanted. Today you created the world for this. Shimcha noira kum Hashem arosa. So the Am Hashem, the Oivdei Hashem, Klal Yisrael, Tehila Lireyecha, world will change. So a person will say, "Ooh, you're a Charedi, Gvaldig, the Ika, the Bria, Gvaldig." Not like it is today. Yirei Elokim Yimasu. When that happens, the people who doirish Hashem and looking for Hashem, they realize it's much easier to come close to Hashem, have a sikva toiva. And the meyachlim loch will be able to open their mouths and say, "You see, for 4,000 years, goyim, we've been telling you this." Simcha la'atzercho, sosen lirecho. Tzvichas keren leDavid avdecha, Mashiach, conquer the world with his keren, with his power. Obavarichas ner leven Yishai Mashiachecha, and then what's the ner of the Mashiach? It's the Torah of the Mashiach. He'll spread light throughout the world and enlighten the world. Meirav Yomeinu. Once that happens, like the Rambam says, why would we save for Yemos HaMashiach? So we'd be able to learn and steig and get more close to Hashem. Uvechein tzadikim yiru v'yismochu v'yisharim, on the higher madrega, the yisharim, yaloizu, they'll burst out dancing, says the Malbim. Yaloizu, they'll dance with simcha. And the chasidim, whose whole avoid is liflim mishur sadin, berino yogilu, ba'yudu, burst out with tremendous song. O mimela, it's all mimela now. Once this pachad Hashem and emas Hashem on the whole bria, is anybody going to pick up a smartphone? Anybody will be listening to the narishkeits on the media? Shas Weiser, they'll be busy with the texting of the zachen. You see the people very. People's thumbs, this door become very, very, the muscles in people's thumbs today are much stronger than the old doros. You see them? That's what they're going to be busy doing. Vailasa tikbats piha. All the avla will close its mouth. Finished. All the kfira that there is in all the different ways. V'chol arisha kula ke'oshon tichle. It's Hevel, it's Shav Niseh, the Ramchal told us. It's all a big smoke screen, there's nothing there, it looks like a big pillar, it looks like it's Choshev, it's all smoke, just go like that and it all goes away. The Ra is nothing. What are you running after? Chashivas of watching 11 of the missing links of Darwin was looking for them. He could have found them on a sports field. The Ra is brewers for evolution. Maybe not. It's only the rise brewers that there are apes in the world. It didn't yet get to the Adam. They're running around, fighting each other. I mean, that interests you. That takes you. Hey. Or you want to watch a stupid movie, Shaloi Hoya Veloi Nivra, and get all upset and excited and laughing and crying and everything else from that nourishment. It's Keoshon. It's nothing there. Instead of learning a blood Gemara, which will keep his yesh, it's metzias, ruchnias, oilam habo. Behemes. The ganze yetzar, kolor ishukulu yoshan tichle, kisavi memshele zadoin. Ooh, it's such a big memshala. This memshele zadoin, we dictate how the world's going to be, and we dictate what's choshev, and we dictate this, we dictate that, and we dictate what you're going to wear, and what's the fashion, and what's the color, and what's the memshel is on, and what you're going to read, and what you're going to think. So you think, I'll call upon him, what your laptop's going to think, your app will think. You're not thinking. The phones are smart, not the people. And we're dictating on what you're going to think. Memshelis zaden, the man shall be mahavi minoritz. V'sim loich ato Hashem levadech al kol masecho. That's why you wanted the Rebbeinu. That's why you created the Bria. She'iru milafonu. Today you created the Bria. For this purpose, make it happen. Then every Nivra be dovek to you. The Kain of the Kiava Seinu. Meloich al kol ha'oilam kulai bich vaydecha. What's bich vaydecha? The Rebbeinu Shalom is the Melech today. Bochato Hashem Elokeinu, Melech Ha'olam. We say it every single day, 100 times a day. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the Melech Ha'olam. So what's different than Rosh Hashanah? What are we asking for? Begalui. Covered is Galui. Meloich al kol ha'olam kulai bich vaydecha. The Poskim Kler, what's kol ha'olam kulai? What's the double lashon? Some say not to say one of them. Something different be your, the Taz says, it would just be Kol Ha'olam, we held Rubai Kukulai. We have to say Kol Ha'olam Kulai, that's not just Rubai Kukulai, it's 100%. Laniyus Daiti, who's the miut if we don't even have Kol Ha'olam? Me. We say Meloich al Kol Ha'olam Kulai, 100% even on me, not just on everybody else. What's your car? Your car is true worth. Covered is what we give. How we think, the external. Oh, but we shouldn't think Chas v'Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom is only here. V'hoifa! Why? How do we not collapse when we say this on Rosh Hashanah? We say Yom Tov as well. V'hoifa! Show yourself, Rebbeinu Shalom. The beauty of your koyach. How call Yoshua save out Secho? The Yeda call Paul Kiatopa Altoi. The Yavin call Yotsul Kiatoi Yotsartoi. That's the Ramban. She Yeda Adam Shebroi. Kol pa'ul, even every goof. We call Yatsur and every neshama. We should know we all come from you, Ribbono shel Olam, the Ramban. Yovin kol Yatsur, ki ato yitzartoi. Ve yoymar, koil ashe neshama ba'apoi. Hashem elokei Yisrael melech u'malchusoi ba'koil mashallah. The Eibishter is the emes of melech. And therefore, we want that to be l'maisa. Kadshenu mitzvei secha, seinu kenu b'seira secha, sameinu mitu vecha, samcheinu b'yishua secha, bring the gula. V'taheli beinu le'avdecha be'emes, every single bria, every last goy. Taheli beinu le'avdecha be'emes. And we say on Rosh Hashanah something we should not say the whole year. This we say every Shabbos we ask entirely Bein Elav Dechob Be'emes. I heard Reb Matis Yo said over from Reb Elia, Avdu Ben Chaim Lechaim. Reb Elia was his Rebbe. Reb Elia learnt in Kelm. Reb Elia told over that there was a chazan in Kelm, a very choshev chazan. And when he came to V'tah Heli Beinu, he was marich V'tah Heli Beinu. And the altar went over to him and said, the dogish is on Be'emes. And the dogish is on Be'emes. It should be real, not the Tireli Beinu. For the Eivishta, it should be real. The Avoda should be real. Why? On Rosh Hashanah we say, why? Kato Elokim Emes, you are the real Elokim. Udvarcha emes, and what you say is real. Not just it's true, it's real. And it's kayam la'ad. When a human king says something, today, when any human king or leader says something, it's kuloi sheker. Or when the Amalika, maybe, they once said something, and they made gzeiros. Those gzeiros, how long was it kayam? Close man, they were kayam, maybe, or they changed it, or this and that. But not by the Eibishter. The Eibishter is the emes of melech. Dvorcho emes, the kayam lo'ad, what you say goes, it's kayam, that's malchus. That's why it's somuch, the malchus. Baruch atah Hashem melech al kol ha'aretz. That's what you wanted, Rebbeinu. Today you wanted it. You created it. It's bad enough that I'm going to keep you a long time on Rosh Hashanah. I won't keep you for another 2.5 hours tonight. Our episode, the hair, very quickly in the Zichronis and the Shoifers. The Tefillah. What are we asking for after we think? And all the psukim. And what are we asking for? The end of the day, what are we asking for? What the Eibishter created the world for. And the tefillah, what do we ask for? V'kayem lonu Hashem elokeinu esadova shivtachtonu b'seir osech alidei Moshe avdech mipich v'edech ha'kalmo. Be mekayem what you said, Rebbeinu Shlomo. V'zochar tilaim brisu shoinim. Asher tzeis yoyso meretz Mitzrayim le'ne agoyim li'os lahem lelukim. Tachlis yitzis Mitzrayim is li'os lahem lelukim. Ani Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, be mekayem it. You become our baal habos. That's li'os lahem lelukim. You be mashgiach aleinu. That was all tachlis yitzis Mitzrayim. That's what you said. You were mavtiach. You're going to be mekayem that. Today, that's what you want. You created us for that. Be mekayim. Zoicha habris. Zichronus is bichlal about hashgacha. The whole yisod of zichronus is a branch of zoicha. Everything and cover everything is hashgacha. Ribbono Shel Olam, be mekayim it. Make it real. Make it happen so that the whole world knows. Leini kol hagoyim. And shofros, it's real. It's not theory. Aton igleis obanan kvoidech olam kodshcho ledaber imam. My medasinai aton igleis o. You showed yourself to the whole Bria, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, one time. What I'm asking for is not theory. You did it. Min ha-shomayim yishmatom kolecho v'nigleis aleimah b'leitoya gam kol ha-oilam kuloi chol miponecho. And they all went running to Bilam, and he was matted them. It's just Matan Torah. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to be worried. Hashem, Oiz La'amo Yitein, Hashem's giving Klal Yisrael Torah. Don't you go there. Not no gear to you. Hashem Yivorech Es Amo Yivasholayim. Pellet. Not one guy thought, so why don't I have a shaykhus? Why can't I run and be misgayer? Not one guy. Evshe Yisroi came after Matan Torah. Maybe Yisroi was Nisroi from the whole thing. No? Rebbeinu Shel Olam changed the matzah. Teine moschal kol mashibarosa. They should all come to be mekabel Torah. It happened once. That shofros. And we daven this gewaltige tefillah. T'kabe shofar gadol lecheiroseinu. Blow that shofar, your heiliger shofar. Say in the psukim, who's going to blow that shofar? We say, who's going to blow that shofar? V'ashem elokim b'shofar yiska. Eilish is going to blow that shofar. The shofar shall ha'osim. So neis the kabitz gadol yoseinu v'kari v'zareinu v'bein agoyim. Mesham nasil fonech is carbon is chayveseinu. Carbon is loshen kirva. We should make carbonis. We should come close to you. Zichronis is, you come close to us, you be Elohim. Shoivis is, we should come close to you. There'll be a kesher. That's the kesher mitzideinu. We'll blow the chatzoitzers. We'll be makriv the korbanos. We'll come close to Hashem. That's the whole point of the bria. That's what you wanted, Rabbeinu Shalom. Today you created us for that purpose. Elokim osa sheyiru milafonov. Rosh Hashanah is called by Olam. Ivrim lefanov givnei moroi. Rabbeinu Shalom, make it happen.